matin Torah heve that Yisro was liyacha matin Torah ma'ik lemeima. What could you say then? The Gemara says, but elu lemandiyom, but according to mandiyom, that Yisro liyacha matin Torah, Yisro yitach was there for matin Torah ma'ik lemeima. What could you say then? The Gemara says, elu Yisro again me Yisrael zovin. Yisro bought it off a Jew. So in other words, and it could be even before. We're not really afraid that Yisro himself was Rebbe of the animals. Maybe no. But the question is, where did Yisro get the animal from? He bought it off the Goyim. He lived amongst the Goyim. So you see, you're allowed to buy an animal off a Goy. So the answer is no. Yisro for sure, what there the case was, that Yisro bought the animals off a Jew. And therefore was able to be used for a Korban. Toshma can bring another proof. It says, V'yoy mishol mi'amaleki hevium. Ashechom alo'om. Al meitav atzoyim v'yabokor. The mashman, when they went to fight Amalek, they took away their animals, and they left over the best of the animals to bring karbonos from it. Laman zavuach l'Hashem l'kecho. So, the chura, how could they use these animals for korbin? It's goyish animals, it's an animal from the Amalekim. How could a Jew, how could they bring makir of these behemoths for karbonos? So, Marin says, my meitav, you know what it means for meitav? It means the may meitav. Just means from the money that they captured from the Amalekim, with that money they went to buy animals. B'renach nami, the animals they bought were from Jews, not that they used the goyish animals for korban. Well, ma'ishin a meitav, how can the leftover meitav, the best of the money, ki heicha the likvot alei and zvini, in order they be able to buy good things with it. If it's better money, you could buy better things with it. B'renach nami was not the animals that they were used, but just the money they took. There could be takat also to buy animals from goyim to use them for kavanas. Sagamor says Toshima come and bring another proof. Vasi says in Shmuel Vayoymer Aroina El David that Aroina said to David Melech Yikach v'yalai doni hamelech et atoy v'yenov v'yes roh haboka loylo v'hamariga mekli haboka liyetsim. He says, I take these boka loylo. There is Aroina was giving animals to David to bring for kavanas. And the Amariga Mekleya Bokos is the instruments they use for the threshing or for the animals, that should be used for Eitzim for burning for the Mizbeach. Says Chol Achur Kash, how did David accept a Kabonis from Aroina? The Chur Aroina was a guy. So Marin says, no, Amar Rav Nachman Aroina Ger Toshav Hoya. Aroina was a Ger Toshav, means he accepted upon himself Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Therefore he was Nizer not to be Raveya, like Rashi says, V'Raveya B'chlal. Therefore there's no problem of the animals. It was mutter to buy the animals or take the animals from Aroina to use for Kabonis. Now the Gemara says, my Marigim, what does it mean to say Marigim? Yes, the Gemara says, my Marigim, what is this Marigim? Omar Ula says, Mito Shel Turbo. It's like a bed of Turbo. So Gemara says, my Mito Shel Turbo, what does this mean? So Marin says, Izo to Kurkaso Didashina. It's a board that they use by threshing. Rashi says, Daf Godless, a wide board. V'yav miyod, very thick. V'rochav and wide. V'torop of gimas, harbor has a lot of holes in it. L'roch boy. And they use this l'doshim by a tfuah to thresh the tfuah on it. Skits of this type of a wood that they use for threshing. The tfuah, this should be used for eitzim to burn the kabonis with. That's what Aroina wants to give to David. Smurf says, Amar Rav Yosef, my crow, where's the posik, what a moriga means? Smurf says, the posik in Shayol that says, Hine samtich lemoirad, chorotz chodesh, about the fiyos todesh, horim, vesotek ugvoyev kamoitz tosim. You see, this posik here talks about a moirig, this was like a threshing pot that they used to thresh the tour with it. Now the Gemara says again, Nesav, I have a question, it says, V'yes ha'porois helu oilo l'Hashem. That here the Klal Yisrael accepted this kabonos, they brought it for korban l'Hashem. Rashi says, B'yanshei be'shemesh, mishtoi kroa b'porois she'viyu oron, mi'eretz plishtim, when the plishtim brought back the oron, so they also brought animals, and Klal Yisrael brought it for korban. So how could they use these animals for korban? It came from goyim. So where it says, Haror Shoh Hois, I'll tell you here was a special Haror Shoh, Rashi says, M'fnei Neis. Since a nest happened that these animals brought the oren to Klai Yisrael, there's nobody showing them how to come, there's nobody leading them, so therefore it was a nest that happened, so therefore they saw fit to bring these animals for a carbon. This is the reasoning. If not going to say like this, There was a special harum. Nikeva oila nikeva miiko. Can we ever bring a korban oila from a nikeva? A korban oila is always from a yok, from a zochor. So first of all, my kushya. What's the big question? Dilma b'bomis yochit. Maybe here the korban they brought was on a bomis yochit. Okur ravada baravo. Tiyom ravada baravo. Minayin li oila nikeva. Sheik shera b'bomis yochit. And echanami. Maybe on a bomis yochit, on a private altar, you're allowed to bring an oila even from a nikeva. That it is aloch. It has to be a zochlas on a mizbeach. But maybe on a bomis yochit, Rashi says shari. The awesome b'bomis yochid heavy, the b'om gadola b'noiv hoisa p'yaisa shor. But there, the b'om gadola was a knife when they took the urine away. So therefore, that's why they brought these purists for a korbanoila. Because maybe on a b'omis yochid, it's okay. Shinema the posse says, "Vayikach Shmuel tle cholavecha." Like it took one sucking tle. Vayaleyo oila, they brought it for korbanoila. Vayaleyo zochor mashma. So Morris says, what's your proof here? It says, Lashon Vayaleyu, that's Zohar Mashma, it's Mashma Paket, the animal was a Zohar. So maybe that's why it was a Korban Eloh. Omer of Nachar Bayitzlak Vayaleyu Ksiv. Doesn't say Vayaleyu with the Vav, it says Vayaloh. Mashma, they brought it up, huh? That they brought her up, Mashma was a Paro. So Morris says that they brought a Paro for Korban Eloh. How could that be? It must be, it was a Bamis Yochid, and a Bamis Yochid was Mutter. So therefore, from here again, there's no proof. So kids said, from all these psukim, we have no cash in Rablezo. It could be taka, like Rablezo says, it's also to buy a behema from a guy to use it for a korban. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Gavul Yeshlei. There's a gavul, there's a limit here. And it's like this. Chusim mibas gimel shonim nekro. If a man, if the Akum lives with his animal, and she's less than 3 years old, Lamaisa will make her an akara, her mehoruna. So therefore, there's like this chazoka that the goyim do not live with their animals if they're less than 3 years old. Once the animal is 3 years old already, then she doesn't become an akara. And then there's a chash, the owner, the goy, live with his animal. So after this limit he has, like Rashi says, Babois ish, v'nikechas me'anochri d'chayis aloh. So if the animal is less than 3 years old, then it's mutter to bite off the goy. But once the animal is 3 years older and she's in a cave, then there's no reason why the goy will not live with her, therefore it's also to bite the animal off a goy for a carving. So according to this, eis ve'kolhani t'yuftei, the Gemara asked all the questions we had before, and Shani Luk, the answer now to all these questions are, there's a difference, chusim ibaz gilu shonim, that if the animal is less than 3 years old, and then it's mutter to bite off a guy. If the animal is more than 3 years old, then it's also. So Toshima come in here, it says, v'yesaporois helo oilo la'ashem, says that they brought this korban oilo, they brought the animals for Hashem for korban. So again, these were the animals they got from the goyim. So again, the answer is p'chusim ibas sholoshonim. We're talking about where they were less than 3 years old. Therefore, there's no chash the goyim live with them. Therefore, it's muta. Maskev lo rafune b'reder avnosin im came if so. Hainu, what does the pasuk say? Hainu v'yes b'neim kolu bebayis, that they left the kids home in the house. They did not use the kids. So what does that mean? Chusim bas gimel shonim. You have to say then that refers to the ones that are less than 3 years old. So the question is, of chusim bas gimel shonim miko yaldi, like you're saying, you use the mother for korban and the kids they left home. So you're telling me now the mother was less than 3 years old. So is that true that the cows less than three can give birth and they left the kids home? For a time you learned porav chamor mi bas gimel vadai lakayin. If a par of a chamor is only 3 years old, and then she gives birth, for sure it's called a b'chor, the first one she has, and it goes to the kohen. Mikan v'elach sofik. After that, then the next one's a sofik. Or if she's older than three, now we have a doubt whether this is the first kid that's a b'chor, that it goes to the kohen, or maybe not. So kids, we see that less than three does not give birth. So what's the pshat? Someone says, al machvata kashnini mikara. Like here, the answer has to be that since it says they left their kids home, so the mother had to be over 3 years old. If the mother's over than 3 years old, so usually we're afraid that maybe the goyim were roveya, did live with the animals. So again, why were the mekabel the porous? What did they use for korban? So you have to come back to the answer we said before. Haroyish shoshani. There was a special case. Like what she said, it was a special ness that these porous brought back the urine. Since it was a special ness, therefore they saw fit to use these animals for korban. Yeah, now the Gemara goes to Dashni's psukim. The pasuk says, "Vayishar no haporos baderech al derech beis shemesh," that the porous went straight and they went through the derech of beis shemesh. The Gemara, my Gemara's questions, "Vayishar no," like what does it mean they went straight? Rav Yechon Mishum Rameya Sharam Rushira means to say that the porous themselves started to say shira when the porous now were bringing back the urine to the Klal Yisrael. Rav Zutra about Turviyoma Rav Sheyoshru Shpineyim Kineged Orin. That's what the pasuk means. That they directed like their faces were towards the Orin. V'yarmu Shira, and they said Shira. Same thing they said Shira, just their faces were also turning towards the Orin. Well, my Shira, what type of Shira did they say? Some Rav Yechim Shem Rav Meya. Oz Yoshia Moshev Ne Yisrael. This is the Shira they said. Rav Yechim Deyomar V'yomarto. And which is this Mizmor of Yosom? The Rashi says it's called the Yosmor Shloihuskar Shem Omri. It doesn't say in the capital of Tillim who said it. So which Mizmor is this? The Mizmor of Mizmor Shiro Hashem Shechodosh Kineflos Oso Hashir Lo Yimino Zerah Kodeshoi. This is the Yashir that they were singing. Rabbi Lezer says Hashem Moloch Yiguzu Amim, Rabbi Shmuel Rav Nachmeni Yomar, Hashem Moloch Gesh Lovesh, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho Omar, Roini Roini Yashito, His Neifafu, Beroiv Haderech, Hamechaisekes Berik Mozov, Hamulula Bedvir Amrin, Omafuya Briadi Adoyim. These are the shiras that they sing. Like they should go up in gracefulness, and that they should cover with a golden weave, they cover the and the places they heard the eulogies, and with jewels they are adorned. These are what they. This is what they sang. Rav Ashi Matna Lo Lohod Rav Yitzchok Gahor. He learned that Rav Yitzchok said on this halachom that Vayivin Soyaron V'yemem Moshe Kumo Hashem. So like it says here, the Kliyos was saying Shiro. So on this he said, what did they say here? As Rav Yitzchok Reinu Reinu Hashita. They sang this song, that sing the Aquia tree, sing. Omar Rav says, Keman Koru, Parsoi, L'Seifa Devir, like how come the Persians, they call the Seifa Devir, where do they get this terminology, to call like a Seifa a Devir? Me'ocha from here, the Pesach hasn't shaved him, V'shem Devir, L'fnim Kirya Seifa, the name of the Devir before was called Kirya Seifa. That's from the word Sefer goes to the Devir. Mikan Keman Kori Pasoy Lenida Tashanta. How come the Persians they call like a Nida Tashanta? Mehocha from here from this post it says Kiderech Noshamli. Kiderech means Loshan of Nida here. It's a Loshan of Derech. That's got the word Ishanta going on an Isha. That's a Nida. Here now the Gemara goes to Dash in the Pasuk of Vayidom Hashemesh Bireach, and the sun and the moon stood up. Ad